Captain Pelion?
A voice called down the port side crew pit through the hum of background conversation.
Message from the sentry line. The scout ships have just come out of light speed.
Pelion, leaning over the shoulder of the man at the Chimera's bridge engineering monitor, ignored the shout.
Trace this line for me,
he ordered, tapping a light pen at the schematic on the display. The engineer threw a questioning glance up at him.
Sir?
I heard him,
Pelion said.
You have an order, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir,
the other said carefully, and keyed for the trace.
Captain Pelion,
the voice repeated, closer this time. Keeping his eyes on the engineering display, Pelion waited until he could hear the sound of the approaching footsteps. Then, with all the regal weight that 50 years spent in the Imperial fleet gave to a man, he straightened up and turned. The young duty officer's brisk walk faltered, came to an abrupt halt.
Sir!
He looked into Pelion's eyes, and his voice faded away. Pelion let the silence hang in the air for a handful of heartbeats, long enough for those nearest to notice.
This is not a cattle market in Shom Hai, Lieutenant Tichel,
he said at last, keeping his voice calm but icy cold.
This is the bridge of an Imperial Star Destroyer. Routine information is not, repeat, not simply shouted in the general direction of its intended recipient. Is that clear?
Tichel swallowed.
Yes, sir.
Pelion held his eyes a few seconds longer, then lowered his head in a slight nod.
Now, report.
Yes, sir.
Tichel swallowed again.
We've just received word from the sentry ship, sir. The scouts have returned from their scan raid on the Aurora Sky System.
Very good.
Pelion nodded.
Do they have any trouble?
Only a little, sir. The natives apparently took exception to them pulling a dump of their central library system. The wing commander said there was some attempt at pursuit, but that he lost them.
I hope so,
Pelion said grimly. Aurora Sky held a strategic position in the borderland regions, and intelligence reports indicated that the New Republic was making a strong bid for its membership and support, if they'd had armed emissary ships there at the time of the raid. Well, he'd know soon enough.
Have the wing commander report to the bridge ready room with this report as soon as the ships are aboard,
he told Tichel.
And have the sentry line go to yellow alert. Dismissed.
Yes, sir.
Spinning around with a reasonably good imitation of a proper military turn, the lieutenant headed back toward the communications console. The young lieutenant, which was, Pelion thought, with a trace of old bitterness, where the problem really lay. In the old days, at the height of the Empire's power, it would have been inconceivable for a man as young as Tichel to serve as a bridge officer aboard a ship like the Chimera. Now, he looked down at the equally young man at the engineering monitor. Now, in contrast, the Chimera had virtually no one aboard except young men and women. Slowly, Pelion let his eyes sweep across the bridge, feeling the echoes of old anger and hatred twist through his stomach. There had been many commanders in the fleet, he knew, who had seen the Emperor's original Death Star as a blatant attempt to bring the Empire's vast military power more tightly under his direct control, just as he had already done with the Empire's political power. The fact that he'd ignored the battle station's proven vulnerability and gone ahead with a second Death Star had merely reinforced that suspicion. There would have been few in the fleet's upper echelons who would have genuinely mourned its loss if it hadn't, in its death throes, taken the Super Star Destroyer Executor with it. Even after 5 years, Pelion couldn't help but wince at the memory of that image. The Executor, out of control, colliding with the unfinished Death Star, and then disintegrating completely in the battle station's massive explosion. The loss of the ship itself had been bad enough, but the fact that it was the Executor had made it far worse. That particular Super Star Destroyer had been Darth Vader's personal ship. And despite the Dark Lord's legendary and often lethal capriciousness, serving aboard it had long been perceived as the quick line to promotion. Which meant that, when the Executor died, so also did a disproportionate fraction of the best young and mid-level officers and crewers. The fleet had never recovered from that fiasco. With the Executor's leadership gone, the battle had quickly turned into a confused rout, with several other Star Destroyers being lost before the order to withdraw had finally been given. Pelion himself, taking command when the Chimera's former captain was killed, had done what he could to hold things together. But despite his best efforts, they had never regained the initiative against the rebels. Instead, they had been steadily pushed back until they were here.